The mystery remains. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hillary Clinton's private email server is still the most commented story on the political websites. It came up when the president was on with Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you have Hillary Clinton's new email address?
I can't share it with you.
It came up on the weekend roundtables.
And as President Obama said last night at the Gridiron Dinner, I didn't even know you could have your own server.
She must have known that everyone would be looking at everything she did. And what in the world was she thinking?
Well, obviously, she thought whatever was in those emails was a lot worse than the flack she would take for deleting them. Or maybe she wanted to be able to tell Katie Couric at some point that she could see her emails from her house. And yet, despite all the chattering from the political classes, the polls show only 17% of regular Americans are following the story closely. And I have a feeling that's why the Speaker of the House has announced yet another investigation, which could mean calling Mrs. Clinton to testify yet again before Congress. The Democrats had tried to counter with a story about Jeb Bush's emails, but he just set up a website at www.jebbushemails.com where you can read them all. He got flack too, but it was for releasing too much. So I guess what we need is an email virgin. Hey, you know who might have a chance now?
I've read that you don't email. Why not, Senator?
I'm afraid that if I was emailing, that I might email something that I might be regret.
Well, if we're going to go retro with Bush versus Clinton, we might as well go all the way. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.